Talking today with Heath Sanders from PCOM. Heath, we're just past the official window for crop insurance purposes as far as planting winter canola here for the 2012 crop. Give me kind of an overview of what you've heard and what you think actually happened during that window and as far as planting within this time frame of qualified for crop insurance.
Well, Ron, it's been definitely an interesting planting season for the fall 2011. We had a lot of guys did get a few of those lucky rains in certain areas, and they were able to get some canola planted or able to get it planted with a little moisture. Not very much underground moisture, but there are some guys that's got canola up right now, and with the rain that we just received, it's looking pretty good. There were a lot of guys that dusted in canola like we dusted in wheat, and I would consider that this past rain was a perfect dusting in rain for wheat or canola. So as we try to look ahead here and see what we have, I would suspect that we're going to have enough moisture to get these stands up and get them going. As far as our window of opportunity was from September 10th to October 10th for crop insurance. Now then, farmers need to, if they're going to plant it, they can still get it in by the 15th, but they take reduction on their crop insurance. But they still have that opportunity. Depending on our fall and conditions, we can still plant a little bit later and be okay. I'm still comfortable with that. But when's it going to rain next? When's the first freeze going to come? There's a lot of things that we do not know. But with the way our year has been, we still have some time to get the plant up and get it going to give it a chance.
And obviously for those guys that didn't get it into the ground by the 10th of October, pretty day-to-day, it's very possible that they may get the ground such that they can get the equipment on and get it in the ground pretty quickly.
If they can get it in by the 15th, they should still qualify for crop insurance with a reduction on that crop insurance. It may be some farmers like to have that moisture there when they plant. They feel more comfortable. They still have a chance of still getting a good stand and still making a good crop. But realize that we are pushing the envelope here, and certain things can happen.
Now, you were indicating to us that overall you feel like we probably have exceeded the number of acres that we planted last year. I think we were around 120,000 acres or so last year.
Yeah, Ron, with the best numbers that we can come up with, that's what we came to was around 120,000. This year, It's been a crazy last few weeks for sure, with new growers, guys putting in more acres. When you look at the price of canola versus wheat, you know, the canola looks really good, and guys need that rotation to clean up their wheat fields. So I know that I've calibrated numerous new grower drills. I know Josh Bishong with Oklahoma State University has also calibrated numerous new growers drills, along with past guys with a lot of experience. So we continue to get phone calls. I know Josh and I, we kept in contact as we were working, and we were running everywhere. So I feel like we're going to have more acres than we had last year just from the more response from everybody.
Just a lot more interest. A
lot more interest this year. And if guys put a pencil to it, why not spread the risk out a little bit? Why not, you know, grow winter canola? The price looks good. You can grow this crop. The help from Mother Nature is what we're looking for right now. And we're off to a good start. Let's just hope we keep it up.
Heath Sanders, agronomist with the PCOM folks on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.